Hello, welcome to Sage Blue Tarot Reiki. So I'm going to start off today's episode by asking, what does collective need to hear right now? What does collective need to hear right now? I'm gonna split the deck. We have the Ace of Swords upright, the Eight of Cups upright, Judgment upright, Three of Swords reversed, and on the back we have the Page of Swords upright, and then the Wheel of Fortune. So right away I'm seeing a lot of changes, but I feel like these are going to be just really positive changes, and I think changes that you know that you need to make, and maybe you've already made. With that Ace of Swords being the first card that I pulled out, that card to me is a very powerful, triumphant card. It's a card where whatever you're trying to do right now is going to work out, is in your favor, is meant for you. And I kind of feel like you know that, and there's this overwhelming sense of clarity, and I'm sensing like a clear-cut sense of direction. Like, you know where you need to go. It's almost like this inner compass within you is guiding you. And I'm also seeing a lot of clarity with your thoughts. I feel like maybe for some time, maybe you've kind of had like a, I'm seeing like an overhead, just like, you know, just cloudy day, just kind of overcast. And I just kind of see that things are clearing up for you. With that Eight of Cups upright, I kind of feel like you know what you need to walk away from. And I feel like you're walking away from it, and or maybe are thinking about doing it or have just done so. But I feel like you've reached a level of acceptance. Like, you've actually realized, like, you know what? Yes, I loved this. Yes, I invested my time and energy into this, but it's not what I need to focus on right now. Like, I just feel like right now things are just making sense for you. Like, things are becoming clearer. With the Judgment upright, this card to me, I feel like, is a card of a spiritual awakening, right? I feel like you're kind of starting to see yourself and others and your world and your reality in a new way that I kind of sense that you're feeling like just unafraid. Like, I don't sense any kind of hesitancy in you. I kind of sense that if you're listening to this, I kind of feel like you're learning to trust yourself. With that Three of Swords reversed, I feel like you're now kind of making amends with what has hurt you in the past, with, I kind of feel like, heartaches or like family drama or trauma, or I just feel like whatever has been bothering you for some time. I sense that maybe things that have just been like lodged in your heart, you know, like just a pain in your heart, certain things that you might be thinking about, or I don't know. I kind of sense that for a long time you've been dwelling on things, but now you're kind of reaching a point where you're making amends, and you're kind of, I'm also kind of seeing that maybe you're realizing that you don't need to rush your healing. I feel like you're kind of okay with, you know what, that still hurts and that's fine. I can still move on. I can still do what's right for me. And I kind of feel like in that way, you're integrating what has happened to you or what still hurts you or haunts you. And I feel like you're kind of just being okay with, hey, yes, that part of me is still in pain, but that's fine. And I can still move forward towards the goals and accomplishments that I want in my life. And I just sense that you're creating a life for yourself that is going to be fulfilling for you. And you're making decisions that are you're making decisions that are no longer based on this heartache. I kind of sense that maybe before this integration period that I sense is happening right now, I kind of feel like maybe you weren't conscious of it, but you were navigating your life and making decisions in a way that had to do with this heartache, right? I'm seeing that you had this heartache and you were navigating the world with this heartache, and it was kind of giving you like this foggy lack of clarity. But now I sense that I just keep seeing like the clouds are parting ways. You're starting to see the light. You're starting to make sense of what has happened to you, of where you're going, and you're starting to be okay with parts of you not being okay, right? And there's healing in that. And I feel like this is kind of a new stage for you right now. With that Page of Swords upright, I kind of sense that there's this youthful energy, right? This kind of I'm kind of seeing that maybe you've been doing like inner child work, right? Maybe you've been kind of getting in touch with what you are curious about, what you've loved before, maybe what you put on hold, maybe what you put on pause. And now you're kind of, I don't know, I just sense that there's like this like new era for you, this new stage of your life that you're entering. And yeah, you're walking away, the Eight of Cups, you're walking away from things that you know you need to walk away from. And I kind of feel like maybe for a long time you had been telling yourself, well, I can't walk away because I've invested. This cost me money, my time, my energy, years of my life. Like, I can't walk away from this. But you are. It's upright. You're walking away from things that are not a good fit for you at this stage of your life. I sense that you're getting clarity. I feel like you've gone through a spiritual awakening of some sort. I kind of feel like maybe you had some kind of like revelation, or just things are making sense for you right now in a way that they did not before. And through these changes, you're starting to feel renewed. You're starting to feel that Page of Swords energy just really uplifted. I'm sensing hope. You're feeling hopeful again. And maybe hope isn't something that you had been feeling. I kind of feel like it's something that you hadn't felt in a long time. This hopeful, kind of looking forward to the future energy. With that Wheel of Fortune upright, I'm sensing a lot of abundance, right? It's like this underlying current is of abundance, of being in the flow, of changes that are happening for you, of changes and decisions that you're taking and making. And I feel like you're already seeing evidence of things lining up for you. Let me pull some more cards. The Knight of Wands upright. This card to me is a traveler's card, a fiery card. I feel like to me it has all the good qualities of the fire element, just really creative, vivacious, passionate, going for what you want. He's on horseback, like he's unafraid, he's fearless, and I'm sensing that within you. It came out next to the Ace of Swords upright, so I'm sensing that there's just a lot of, you're just feeling supported and uplifted right now. You're okay with not being okay. You're walking away from things that no longer are a good fit for you, and in turn, you're starting to feel renewed again. I'm sensing this renewed energy. The Tower upright and the Hanged Man reversed. And the Hierophant reverse. So I'm sensing that with the Hierophant reverse, I'm sensing that you're walking away from things that maybe had been traditional for you, maybe traditions that you've partaken in, or organizations that you've been a part of that are no longer a good fit for you. I'm sensing that maybe you're just breaking away from, I feel like you're breaking away from a lot of things, but I feel like you're starting to start to trust yourself, your intuition, your knowledge, where you've been, your insights. I feel like you're really leaning on to that, and that's kind of caused maybe a disruption or a separation from an organization that you've been a part of. Maybe this could also be your friends and family groups are changing and shifting as you're changing and shifting. With the Tower upright, I find that interesting. I kind of sense that this is for the people that may be listening to this and are thinking, wow, what she's saying sounds awesome. I want that to be my life. But maybe, I feel like the Tower card is for those that are listening to this and are maybe afraid of making the decisions and the changes and the walking away that you know you need to do. You're afraid because it's almost like you want for the entire plan to be laid out for you right away before you jump in, before you make these decisions. But I feel like you're being given gifts right now, gifts of clarity and insight, but maybe you're not acting on it. I kind of sense that maybe for some people that are listening to this, there's a sense of hesitation where you're getting signs that things are going to work out, that this makes sense. You're getting invitations. I feel like it's so obvious to you that you need to do certain things, but maybe you're thinking, well, no, I can't do it. Maybe I don't. It came out next to the Eight of Cups upright. So I'm seeing that maybe a part of you doesn't want to walk away, right? If this resonates with you, I feel like the Tower card is for those that don't want to jump in quite yet, even though it kind of feels like the current, the flow is very strong right now. Like it's guiding you somewhere. And I feel like you need to surrender. You need to make the changes that you know you need to make. And I kind of feel like maybe you've been in denial about it. You've been thinking, well, no, I'll just put it off. I'll just put it off. But like, I'm kind of getting like with the Tower card, it doesn't play around. It's a sudden change card. It's almost like the universe is saying, if you're not going to change this, then I'm going to change it for you. And I kind of feel like it's best, right? Of course, do what you will, do what you want. It's best for you to just enact the changes yourself, right? I kind of sense like that's just a good idea, right? Trust that Yes, the entire plan may not be revealed to you right now, but all you really need to worry about is taking this next step and the next step after that and the next step after that. And eventually you'll realize, like, oh wow, I've come so far. And I kind of feel like you need to have faith. With the Hanged Man reversed, it's almost like you need to have faith in the vision, but I kind of sense that maybe, yeah, maybe some of you can't see the picture. You're kind of having a hard time seeing how the cards are going to fall. But with the Hanged Man reverse, I'm seeing that I feel like it would just be a good idea to do something different. Like, do something different. The Hanged Man is about perspective, right? It's about just trying something new. Maybe you've been getting inklings or desires, or you want to take a class or a course, or you want to travel or move or start something or end something. Try to play around. I kind of feel like I'm getting the message, like, play around with your life. Right? Like, life does not have to be this very serious event, right? Life can be whatever it is that it's going to be in this moment in time. And I kind of sense that play is the theme of this reading right now. Like, just remember to play. Remember to take it easy. I feel like you're being so supported right now. You're being guided. You're realizing a lot of things. I feel like instantaneous healing is happening for you with that Three of Swords reversed. And interesting. So with the Tower card upright, it came out next to the Three of Swords reversed. So for the second set of people that I mentioned, the ones that don't want to make the changes, I'm seeing that the Three of Swords reversed, it's almost like you don't want to let go of these heartaches. You don't want to integrate them because this pain is familiar to you. And I sense that that's kind of what's stopping you from moving forward, even though you know that you should. You know that you're getting insight. You know you're getting all this clarity, but you don't want to make changes. You don't want to move on. It's almost like you're getting comfort. I don't know. I feel like you've been in this stage where you've been in pain for so long that it's familiar to you. And that I'm just sensing like a sense of fear from branching out and trying something new. With the Hierophant reverse, it's almost like the traditions that you've been doing, the things you've been doing aren't working. Things are just kind of. There's always signs, right, when it's time to move on. And I kind of sense that you're getting those right now. And the Tower upright, I kind of see this as just like a warning. Just like, hey, you know what you need to do. Like, stop trying to. I don't know. I'm just sensing like. Like, stop trying to make this work if it's not working. Like, we need to, if we want a certain goal, if we want to be living a certain life, if we want for our life to pivot in a different direction, we can't keep doing the same things that we've been doing. We need to integrate and heal and work and follow the signs and trust because, yeah, I'm just seeing a lot of support right now. But I do sense, like, with some listeners, there's going to be a resonance with that second set of group of individuals, the hesitation. But I would say you too are supported. Everybody in this reading that's listening to this right now, you are supported. I think it's just about leaning into the change, leaning into the trusting, and yeah, leaning into that air energy. Like, go with the flow, go where your ideas take you, your curiosity. Like, allow yourself to just kind of flow and release and move on. And be okay with parts of you not being okay, and then that in itself will help you be more okay, right? So, yeah, I would say right now is also a good time to have some pen and paper handy and write down any insights that you may be getting with that Ace of Swords upright, the Page of Swords upright. I'm seeing that you're gonna be getting a lot of just answers, right? Answers are gonna be coming in and insights. So, definitely try to catch those and meditate on them or just kind of. Yeah, take some time with yourself, right, to kind of see where you're next going to go, what your next step is going to be. With that Wheel of Fortune, I'm seeing that you are supported. Things are going to work out. Abundance is here. Abundance is coming. The changes are already happening, whether you want them to or not, whether you realize it or not, it's already happening. And I do sense that it's going to be, these changes are happening on a deeper level, this like subconscious level with the Judgment upright. That to me is just like the spiritual deep awakening, this realization of your true power, your true strength, and that's causing you to walk away from things, the Eight of Cups, walk away from things that you realize are not a good fit for you now at this stage of your life, at this evolution of yourself and where you are right now. So that's going to be it for today's reading. Thank you for listening, and I will now move on to the Reiki portion of the episode. If you're going to stick around for that, awesome. And if you're not, great. I'll see you in the next one. Thank you for being here, and bye. Hi, so now we're going to go ahead and move into the distance Reiki portion of the episode. I suggest laying or sitting in a comfortable position, but that is not necessary. Just be open to receiving Reiki healing energy. I suggest setting your own intention for the Reiki, or just allowing my intention to take place, which is always for your highest good. I'm going to go ahead and take 3 deep breaths with you. Let's go ahead and inhale. Hold and exhale. Again, inhale. Hold and exhale. And inhale. Hold and exhale. I will now begin sending Reiki. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
When you are ready, start to come back into your body and open your eyes. Welcome back. Thank you so much for showing up today. And I suggest drinking water since a lot of energy is moved during Reiki sessions. And I will see you in our next episode. Thank you and goodbye.